Hey guys, you're listening to the most captivating podcast in iTunes. That's right, the Elite Man Podcast, where we turn average men into elite men every day. We interview the very best experts from the lifestyle, health, fitness, social, and even entrepreneurial worlds. And with their help, we give you some of the best advice on the planet. Subscribe now if you haven't already and enjoy the show. And oh yeah, if you really enjoy it, leave us a review.
On today's episode, episode number 98, entitled How to Network the Right Way, we chat with communication skills speaker and coach, Christina Canters. Also, guys, I just want to remind you to check out the new show I have, the new podcast, The Justin Stenstrom Show in iTunes. Last week was our launch, and it was incredible, to say the least. We launched with 4 episodes, Ty Ballinger talking about how to overcome cancer naturally, Bas Rutten, UFC legend, talking about some of his amazing stories, Elliot Hulse, YouTube celebrity and strength coach, talking about how to overcome any adversity, and also Tony Blauer talking about how to defend yourself in any situation. These 4 episodes were amazing. Our feedback on them was awesome. And if you haven't checked out the show yet, make sure you check it out now. It is incredible, to say the least, and I'm really excited about it, as you can tell. So again, it's The Justin Stenstrom Show in iTunes, JustinStrom. Make sure you head over to that now and subscribe to the show.
All right, guys, we're live. It's Justin Stenstrom from EliteManMagazine.com, and my guest today is Christina Canters from TheCMethod.com. Christina, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks so much, Justin. And I got to say, that was probably the clearest anyone's ever pronounced The C Method. So thank you for that.
No problem. I do what I can. Christina, you are a communication skills speaker and coach, which I think is pretty cool. But for those who aren't as familiar with what that actually means, can you just kind of quickly touch upon what you do?
Yeah, sure. So I help ambitious professionals to significantly increase their confidence and effectiveness with public speaking and communication. And this could range from helping people to create a pitch, a business pitch, or it might mean helping them to network effectively, have that confidence in themselves when they're going out and talking about themselves and their work or their business, because you know, we're selling all the time. It's not just when we're in a boardroom pitching, right? So I help people, especially who want to advance their careers, who want to take it to the next level, and they're at that point where they might have been given all these responsibilities and been told, you've got to present here, you've got to run this teleconference, you've got to do this, you've got to do that, but they've never done it before and they're freaking out and going, I don't know how to do this, I don't have the confidence to do this, and they know that that's what's holding them back from getting to the next level. So that's what I help them achieve, and I do this through one-on-one coaching, both online and offline, you know, live, and also companies get me to go in and train their staff on how to build up their effectiveness when communicating with clients and other stakeholders. And I also have a podcast, which is called Stand Out, Get Noticed, and we cover all those topics that I talked about, and you can find that at thecmethod.com.
Awesome. Yeah. And I was just recently a guest on the podcast, and we had a blast just chatting about, you know, confidence and stuff like that. So it's a great show, guys. Definitely check it out.
well, especially now that Justin's been on it.
Yeah. I mean, we talked earlier how that was going to be the best episode on iTunes.
It was the most captivating conversation I've had all morning.
Love it. Yeah. And it's right now it is 6:40 Eastern at night in Boston. And Christina, which I think is pretty cool, is actually on Wednesday morning in Melbourne, Australia, which is so neat if you think about it. It's like a whole nother time zone.
I'm so glad we could find a time to make this work.
So, Christina, one of the great things I love about what you do, and I mean, I'm excited for this episode, is because you help people, professionals, business, you know, professionals, entrepreneurs, etc., how to actually be more confident in talking about what they do in, say, networking events, social events, places where they can meet other people
and sort of chit chat and you know, talk about cocktail parties, for instance, talk about what they do. And this is personally something I'm not really great at, because I know you like to talk about how, you know, a lot of people don't want to seem like they're bragging, or they don't want to, you know, seem like they're trying to pitch or sell people. But there's actually a way to talk about yourself without doing these things, but in a confident manner. And I'm really interested to learn how to do this.
Oh, I'm sure you're already pretty skilled at this, Justin. Otherwise, you wouldn't have gotten to where you are today. But yes, there's definitely things that you can do to talk about yourself effectively without sounding like you're bragging or being a complete jerk.
All right, cool. So let's just kind of dive right into it. And I know you probably have a few solid tips you want to share with us. So what's like the first thing we can start with?
Well, the first thing you can start with, and this actually applies to if you're public speaking as well, is to believe that what you have to share is worthy and interesting. Because if you walk into an event thinking, oh, I'm no good, my business sucks, or I've only just started, or, oh, I'm only an assistant, I'm not a this or a that yet, then it's going to be very hard to actually convince someone that you're there worth talking to. So that's the first step. You've got to find that value that you offer to others. And one way it's all very easy for me to say that, but to give you a practical way to actually help you with this is I want you to ask three people who know you well and ask them these two questions. Firstly, ask them, what do I do well, right? What am I good at? And this could be in relation to work, maybe business, or even in your personal life. But ask people, what do I do well? And they're going to give you an answer, which is great. But you're going to have to ask them a second question, which is, why is this important to you? Now, the second question is really important, because it's all well and good to know what you're good at. In fact, you probably already know what you're good at. But knowing what the value is and why it's important to other people, that's the bit that's going to help you to build that confidence in yourself. And when you realize that what you do is actually important and valuable. And I'll give you an example. I ask my podcast subscribers these questions as well, because I'm always looking for ways to, you know, how I can improve. And I had one woman write back to me and she said, Christina, one thing you do well is you play the ukulele well. And this is a bit random, but if you listen to my podcast, you'll know what I'm talking about, because I do play the ukulele on my show. And she said, and this is important to me because it shows me that you don't have to be this perfect, polished, serious professional in order to be successful, you know, as an entrepreneur. You can be silly and quirky and be yourself. And you've inspired me to start my own business because of that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my gosh, like that was huge. And I mean, I was just playing the ukulele on my podcast just for a bit of fun. I wasn't planning to inspire people to start their own businesses because of that. And in fact, I was lacking a bit of confidence in my ukulele playing because, frankly, it's not very good. I'm just having a little bit of a tinker at the ukulele. But that gave me reason for doing it now. So when you get this feedback from people and they go, you know, you are a great team leader because it inspires me to also, you know, be like you, or, you know, things like that, that's going to then help to give you that confidence when you go out there and meet people. Mm-hmm. So that's the first step, to really know and find out what the true value is that you offer to others.
Cool. I like that step for sure. It's like, you know, it's one thing to know what you're good at. I think we can all, like you said, sort of figure out what our strengths are, what our skills are. But it's another thing to really hear sort of the impact of what those skills do for other people.
Mm. Yeah, totally. Right? Now, cool. Another thing is to, instead of talking about what you do, talk about who you help and how you help them. And a mistake that I see a lot of people make when they go out to networking events is, or any time when someone asks, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do for a living? What do? They immediately rattle off their job title. Oh, I'm a project manager at this large company. Oh, I work at a bank. Oh, I'm an analyst. Oh, I'm an architect, a lawyer, a dentist. They rattle off a one-word or two-word title. It's like Justin, you saying, I'm an entrepreneur. It's like, What does that even mean? And this is the problem. If you're there to have great conversations with people, if you, they're only asking you, what do you do? Because they're trying to make conversation, right? And that's, a lot of the times, that's the only question they know to ask, because a lot of people aren't as well practiced in having conversations with them. That's the default question. So, you know, if you want to have a great conversation, you've got to give them something to grab onto. You give them a one-word answer, that's not giving them much, you know, much ammo, I suppose, to much ammunition to continue to have that great conversation. But if you say to them, let's say you're a project manager at, you know, at a IT company, if you were to say, I help my team to create great, I create great projects for my team, or I help them to manage this, or I help my clients to do this, or, you know, if you're an architect, I help create beautiful spaces for my clients so that they can enjoy their lives. You know, that's like, that's intriguing, and that's like, ooh, really? And then with things like, if you are an entrepreneur and you share, I help, you know, X do Y, so I help blank do blank, that then enables the other person to go, oh, maybe I need help with that, or maybe I know someone who needs help with that, right? Mm-hmm. So if you focus on who you help and how you help them, that's going to be a perfect little one-liner, say like an opening spiel that you can give instead of your one-word occupation. And I tell my there's a great book by a woman called Lael Lowndes. I don't know if you've read it, Justin. It's called How to Talk to Anyone.
No, I have not.
It's an awesome, awesome book. I recommend everyone listening to this go read it. And she has a rule there where she says, don't leave your city naked. She goes, never the naked city. So it's like if someone asks, where are you from? You don't say Boston or Melbourne or New York and just leave it blank, because then the other person goes, ah, cool. And then they sort of stammer trying to find ways in which to connect. But if you were to say, I'm from Melbourne, where they make the best coffee in the world and our rivers run upside down, you know, then you add in a little bit extra. People go, oh, well, that's interesting. You really have the best coffee? So she says, never leave this, your city naked. So then I say, never leave your occupation naked. So if you do give your title, you say, I'm a physiotherapist. I specialize in helping pregnant women to blah, 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 you know, or whatever it is that you, the people that you help and how you help them. And that's the start of a great conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what's the name of the book again?
How to Talk to Anyone.
And who's the author? Lael Lowndes? Is that how
you say it? Lael Lowndes. It's spelled L-E-I-L. Lyle, Lael, not sure how you pronounce it. Lowndes, Lowndes.
Great. Yeah, I'm going to put that in the show notes after I look it up. That sounds like a really cool book, and I love that quote, never leave your city naked, and then you kind of took that and applied it to never leave your business naked, which is really cool,
too. Yeah, your occupation.
Never leave your occupation naked.
Mm.
That's a great way to look at it. It really is. It's just like and, you know, this kind of goes along with, like, dating advice, which we've talked about, you know, pretty thoroughly on the show as well. It's like you ask a woman a topic, or she asks you, you know, where you're from, and it's never just, like you said, Boston, Melbourne, Austin, New York, whatever. It's, you know, oh, I'm from Boston, and, you know, we have, you know, the Red Sox, and, you know, we have great summers, and, you know, we go by the water, and we have awesome days on the beach, and et cetera, whatever it is. You know, you just never leave your city naked, like you said. It didn't apply to just, you know, business networking conferences or events. It also applies to, you know, your dating life when you're actually talking to someone. It's just basic, like, sort of socializing 101 here, but it's like so many people miss out on this. And, you know, you go to a standard networking event, and usually they're horrible because these people are just totally missing the ball on how to communicate and socialize with each other.
Mm. Yeah, I like to think of it as, you know, throwing rope to someone for them to grab onto, and, like, you want to help pull them up a cliff. Yeah. If you're climbing up a cliff together or something, if you just say, I'm from Melbourne, it's like you're just offering them your pinky to grab onto. And it's like, no, I need to be more. Can I have a bit more rope, please, so I can hold onto this, so I can continue climbing with you? So that's a metaphor I share with people.
That's pretty good.
Hey guys, this episode is brought to you by the Elite Man Mastermind group on Facebook. Are you looking to improve your life in a number of very important ways? Do you want to improve, say, your dating, your health, your fitness, your business, your confidence, your social skills, your style, any one of these areas? If so, the best way to do it right now is to join our Facebook group. The Elite Man Mastermind group is the best way to build a sense of community online. It's so tough nowadays to feel like you're connected to like-minded people. Joining this group solves that problem. We have hundreds of awesome guys, speakers, thought leaders, life coaches, dating coaches, business leaders, health and fitness experts, bloggers, podcasters, and just regular awesome dudes like yourself in this group right now. And they're sharing their incredible insights, advice, tips, strategies, and techniques to mastering all sorts of really important areas of their life. If you're serious about improving your life, go right now to Facebook and type in Elite Man Mastermind. I'll have you added in within just a few hours. It's a very exclusive group, so membership is limited, but right now you can get yourself in just a couple of hours. Type it up right now and join the group. Like I said, it's a closed group, which means it's pretty intimate and not everybody can join, but right now I will add you in. I want to get as many awesome guys like yourself into the group as possible. We have such a great community of leaders, speakers, coaches, influencers, people who can share their insights with you and share their great ideas with each other to build each other up and build incredible relationships with one another and help each other become the best people we can be. Join the group right now, guys. Elite Man Mastermind. We're on Facebook. I know you're on Facebook. Everybody's on Facebook. Whether you're on your phone or your desktop, go on Facebook right now and join the group. All right, back to the show now.
What's the sort of the best first question to ask at like one of these networking events? You mentioned like, you know, some of the worst ones to ask are like, you know, what do you do? And that's kind of what everybody leads with, you know.
Mm.
Oh, what do you do? Oh, I'm a broker, mortgage broker. I'm a IT guy. And it's just like so flat and boring. But what's like a better question to lead with and ask someone?
Oh, I love this question. I've got a couple. One that I love is, what are you famous for? And this, I mean, it's tricky for some people because it takes them by surprise because they're used to, oh, what do you do? But you can filter out the interesting people from the non-interesting people, because if people go, oh, nothing, then you go, right, moving on. But if they go, oh, well, I do this, that's a little bit harsh, but I once heard someone ask that question, and I thought it was brilliant. Now, another thing that you can ask that's not so crazy is you can say, when you're not attending X networking event, right? So when you're not at Toastmasters, what do you do with your time? And you can apply this to any situation. Oh, so when you're not dancing up a storm at your brother's wedding, what do you do with your time? When you're not speaking at conferences and running away from the press, what do you do with your time? Right. So you can actually reference the event and what's happening and maybe even make a little joke out of it. You know, when you're not trying to find the best cheese at whatever meetup, what do you do with your time? And I love the what do you do with your time question, because it gives the other person an opportunity to talk about something other than work. Because let's face it, a lot of people aren't happy in their jobs, or maybe work's driving them nuts and they don't want to talk about it, or maybe they're in between jobs and they don't want to talk about that, right? And when you say, what do you do, it kind of forces them to talk about work. So when you say, what do you do with your time, that gives them the opportunity to say, oh, well, I love hanging out with my three kids and my wife, or they might talk about their how much they love doing contemporary dance classes or playing the bagpipes or whatever it is that they like to do, spending their time. It gives them an opportunity to talk about that. And when they're talking about something that they love and they're passionate about, they're immediately going to be more interesting and more engaging to talk to.
Yeah, I love that opener right there. It's light, it's funny, and like you just said, it gives them the opportunity to talk about anything else besides what they do all day at work, which is, you know, something a lot of people, like we're kind of talking about in today's episode, aren't good at talking about, or they don't necessarily want to talk about that.
Yeah. Okay, so I have another confidence tip.
Cool.
Which is a really simple one. And it's to simply watch your language. And I find some people will go out there and people ask what they do and they say, oh, I'm just a hairdresser. Or, oh, I'm just an assistant architect. Or I reference architect a lot, sorry, it's because I used to be one, so it's kind of on my brain. It's like what I used to say. And or if for business owners, they'll say, oh, I've just started a business. Oh, I've actually just started a podcast. I only have a couple of episodes out. And they use words like, oh, I'm just, or I'm just doing, or I'm only this, or I only have. And using language like that really erodes your self-confidence over time. So if you find yourself using language like that, that talks yourself down, I want you to delete those words from your vocabulary. And every time you feel them coming up, just pause. Well, there, here we go. I say just as well. I can't help it. Pause and then go on without saying it. So if you feel yourself about to say, oh, we're a small business. We just have two employees, right? I want you to think, we're a small business. We have two employees. I have two podcast episodes. I started a small business. I've started a new job, right? Not, oh, I'm just doing this. And when you say those things, you sound a lot more convinced about, you know, the stuff that you're doing, and you sound more confident in yourself, and you sound like you've got more pride in what you do. And then, and like what you tell, what you teach people to do, Justin, in terms of pretending to be confident and then you become it, the same thing works with your language. If you delete these words that are not going to help you with your confidence or making you look confident, then eventually, like, as you delete them and as you speak with more confidence, you will then become more confident in yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love this tip as well. And I think a lot of people shortchange themselves, especially when they're starting off, using words like just, only, small, you know, we're not really that good or not really that big, stuff like that. It's just shortchanging yourself and totally, like you said, taking away your confidence. And, you know, that's going to just translate into so many other areas of how you carry yourself and how you hold yourself in these settings. And I think people pick up on that and they kind of want to steer away from you, or they're not going to be sort of attracted to what you're doing or sort of, you know, you as a person in that place. Like, they're not going to want to talk to you. They're not going to want to exchange business ideas or exchange contact numbers with you, because they don't want to be with someone who's not confident in what they do. Why would they? I mean, it just makes total sense that, you know, this person's, you know, not confident in what they do. Why am I going to invest myself into them if they don't even believe in themselves?
Exactly. And then they're not going to refer you to people they know, right? And the reason you're at these networking events is to connect with people, right? And for potential new opportunities. And if you can't talk about yourself confidently and clearly, that's another important one. If you can't clearly explain what you do to other people and explain who you help, how you help them, and then demonstrate your confidence in doing that, then you're going to be much less likely to say, oh, I could work with this person, or, oh, I know someone who would want to work with this person.
Mm-hmm. How do you come across, though, as not being sort of like a bragger? Like, we've all met that person at a networking event who, you know, just talks about how great they are and how much money they make and, you know, how awesome their life is. How do you come across as not being a bragger but still being confident?
This is a great question. Well, firstly, you can just not talk about yourself at the start and ask other people questions instead. So the fastest way to build rapport with people and to connect with them and get them to like you is to take an interest, a genuine interest in them, and ask them questions about what they do, right? And that's actually easy, because you don't have to talk about yourself. So if you don't like talking about yourself, great. Just ask people questions about themselves, right? And then after a while, they're going to think, oh, I've had a lot of airtime, or they might think, wow, I really like this person. They won't even realize why. They'll go, oh, I really like this person for some reason. And then they'll want to know about you. Okay. Now, and then they'll ask you about yourself, which is then your opportunity. But because you've already asked them questions about themselves, showed interest in them, they've already got that rapport with you. They already like you. So they're going to, you know, they're going to look upon you more favorably. But then when it comes to actually talking about yourself, one thing you can do is to share true statements, like facts, right? So if you say something like, oh, so this is what I do, and actually I ran a workshop only yesterday with a handful of, you know, I ran a workshop for 10 real estate agents, helping them with their sales pitches. And people go, oh, okay, great. Now, that's not bragging, because you did it, right? No one's going to say, oh, no, you didn't. Or else if you say, I ran the best training session they had ever seen, right? That is arguable. That's a matter of opinion. So there's a big difference between saying, oh, I'm a graphic designer, and I'm the best graphic designer in the world, right? There's a difference between saying that, look how, like, I am so great, my work is fantastic, as opposed to saying, so I'm a graphic designer and I work with mostly large corporate clients. In fact, one of my most recent clients was this person. And have you ever seen that website for so and so? Yeah, that was me. I did the graphics for that. Right? Mm-hmm. People go, oh wow. And you haven't shared a single piece of opinion right there. It's all fact. So what you can do is, if you write down a list of achievements that you've had, or clients that you've worked with, or things you've done recently, or awards you've won, right? These are things that you can share. And of course, it comes back to your vocal tone as well. If you say something in a way that it's kind of hard to describe over just audio, but you'll know that person who, the way they speak, they just look arrogant because of the way their face looks when they're talking, yeah. or their vocal tone. Because you could say, I actually ran a workshop yesterday for 10 people, as opposed to, I ran a workshop yesterday for 10 people. Right? There's a big difference there. You know, a lot of our communication is conveyed through tone and our body language as well, rather than just the words. So if you can say, you know, give those facts, but without the tone that implies that you think you're so good, then you'll be right.
Yeah, I totally agree. And for anybody listening who is that type of person, definitely knock it off, because nobody likes braggers. I mean, it's one thing to state facts, like Christina's saying, but it's another thing to brag about them and say, you know, how great you are, and that, you know, you put on the best workshop, or you have the best website, or the, you know, the greatest whatever, because those are just, I mean, those are all just turns off. People are turned off by that stuff. It's not flattering, and it just makes you look bad. I mean, we've all met that person who's a bragger, and you know, the biggest thing about braggers too, I think, is that they don't listen. They just like to talk and, you know, talk about what they do and talk about how great they are. But that's kind of the worst thing you want to do as far as networking goes, as far as making a connection. Like Christina's saying, you want to actually have the other person talking probably the majority or a higher percentage of the time than you are. And, you know, you let them open up to you. It's almost like you're giving before taking, like any kind of networking at all. You have to give before you take, and that's kind of the biggest thing to focus on. I also like that you said stating facts, and, you know, it's just a great way to kind of put it is, you know, I did this and that, and, you know, oh, you can check out my website, and I did that work for that person, but not like, oh, it's, you know, the greatest thing ever, but it's just like, yeah, you check it out if you want, it's there, and it's a fact, and, you know, you said you can't argue with facts.
Can I just add that if you are asking the question, or if you are concerned about sounding like you're bragging, chances are you're probably not. Like, yeah. If you have to ask the question, then you're probably not going to be a bragger anyway, because people who are braggers don't think that they're braggers, right? They think that there's nothing wrong with them and that everyone loves them. So if you're concerned about bragging, I wouldn't be concerned because chances are you're not going to be a bragger. Because I get this with my coaching clients all the time. They say, oh, I just don't want to sound like I'm bragging. And I say, I don't think it's even in you to brag. It's not even a thing, right? And it's like what you, we had a chat earlier, Justin, where you, on my show, and you said that when you worked on yourself, a lot of that internal stuff brought you back up to like level, sort of up to level zero. Mm-hmm. And then to gain more confidence, that was then moving into, you know, level one, two, three or whatever. And I think with the whole bragging thing, you know, if you can talk about yourself with confidence, that's kind of going up to level zero, right? And then the bragging's like above that. Mm-hmm. So if you're working just to get to that point of, you know, I want to be confident with talking about myself, that's all, you're not going to be up to that bragging level anyway.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like, you're not bragging. If you're worrying about it, if you're self-conscious about maybe even potentially bragging, you're probably the person who doesn't have to worry about it at all because you have that thought already in your head. So, Christina, this has been a tremendous interview. I think our listeners got a ton out of it. Is there any last send-off message you'd like to leave our audience and then also a place our listeners can check out more about you?
Absolutely. Well, I don't know. I've shared a lot of this podcast. I feel like I've, you know, shared maybe too much. Nah. It's all good. Look, just I'm a big advocate of getting out there and giving things a go and challenging yourself. And confidence comes from doing a small thing every day to build it up. It's not going to come in a huge wave, right? But it's about doing small things every day. And if you're feeling anxious about talking to people, it could be as simple as making eye contact with someone on the street or saying hello and having a conversation with the checkout chick at the grocery store. I don't know what you call them in the US.
Cashier.
The server, the cashier. We call them checkout chicks or checkout chaps at the grocery store. You know, just having those simple everyday conversations will then help to build your confidence. And if you're interested to learn more about what I do if you want more confidence tips related to what I've talked about on this podcast today, you can go to thecmethod.com where I have a 10-day confidence building course. It's actually called, I did change the name of it, it's called Small Talk Made Simple, and it's a 10-day email series where it will help you to be able to talk about yourself with confidence and without sounding like an arrogant jerk. So go there and sign up. Go to thecmethod.com and sign up for that. And you can also subscribe to the Stand Out, Get Noticed podcast as well.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Christina. I really appreciate it. And I know our listeners are going to love this one. So take care, and I will talk to you soon.
Thanks so much, Justin.
Hey, guys. I hope you enjoyed that episode. I just want to quickly remind you to head on over to The Justin Stenstrom Show in iTunes and check out the amazing episodes we have. We released the show last week with 4 incredible episodes. And also, which I didn't mention earlier, yesterday I released a show which I think you are going to love, all about the way I overcame my personal depression. So it was the 10 steps to overcoming depression. This delves deep into my backstory and the sort of adversity and struggles I faced almost a decade now and the steps I took to overcome them. So if you're wondering about my own personal struggle, my own personal journey into self-help, into fixing my problems, and also how to overcome problems like panic attacks, anxiety, depression in particular, and pull yourself out of an incredibly big hole like depression, head on over and check out that show. I think you're really honestly going to love this episode. It's one of the best episodes I think I've done personally. It's just a really powerful episode in a lot of ways. So head on over to The Justin Stenstrom Show on iTunes if you haven't yet, and make sure you subscribe to the show now. So take care and talk to you soon.